With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Something quite remarkable this morning, high above us, a privately orchestrated spacewalk.
Dragon SpaceX, we see it stalled. EV-1 is go to continue.
This is a mission of firsts. First commercial spacewalk, the first in decades without an airlock, and a test of new spacesuits. Jared Isaacman, who funded the mission, was the first to step outside.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world.
He spent about 15 minutes floating in space before being followed by Sarah Gillis. Wiggling limbs, hands and feet, they bit by bit checked the capacity of their suits. This spacewalk was risky and unregulated, so its success will be a relief to Isaacman, as well as SpaceX.
The BBC's Georgina Renard. Francine, now a tropical depression is on the move, heading into Mississippi. The storm spreading flooding rains and the threat of tornadoes. Earlier as a Category 2 hurricane, Francine dumped around 8 inches of rain on the New Orleans area. Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans crying foul over ABC's treatment of former President Trump in this week's debate with Kamala Harris.
Political analyst Matt Continetti says media bias was on full display on Tuesday.
I think it was a 3-on-1 debate with the moderators helping Kamala Harris.
He says he welcomes a debate format where the moderators are free to push back on claims by the Republican.
But you have to also push back against Harris. And that was clearly not what happened last night.
Matt Continetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Trump campaigns today in Arizona. Kamala Harris on the stump in North Carolina. Both of the candidates hoping to win votes in those key battleground states. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 92 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 40 points. This is SRN News. Supreme Court justices in bulletproof vests.
The Washington Post quotes Amy Coney Barrett at a recent conference as describing how she was required to wear body armor in 2022 after a leaker revealed that the High Court was likely going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some abortion radicals began issuing threats and demonstrated outside the justices' homes. Security was increased for the justices, including the use of bulletproof vests. A California man is currently being tried for trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that an abortion measure will be on the state's November ballot. The decision means that voters will have a chance to weigh in on whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. A group of Republican state lawmakers and other pro-life advocates had sued to remove the measure, arguing that voters were not informed about the list of abortion laws that it could repeal in Missouri. This is SRN News. Amid the explosion of legal gambling in the U.S., some things have remained off limits, including betting on the outcome of American elections.
Unbelievably, that could be about to change. A federal judge in Washington has struck down a decision by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to prohibit a company from offering what amounts to bets on the outcome of congressional elections. But the matter is on hold at least through a planned hearing Thursday involving a New York company's plan to take what amounts to bets on control of Congress in this fall's elections. Keith Peters reporting.
Secretary of State Blinken wrapping up a three-nation Ukraine-focused European tour in Poland after hearing repeated appeals from Ukrainian officials to use Western-supplied weaponry for long-range strikes inside Russia. Blinken traveled to Warsaw earlier today after spending a day in Kiev with the British Foreign Secretary. More details at SRNNews.com.